Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Late last month, leaders of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's parent company announced a merger with the E.W. Scripps Corporation of Cincinnati. The deal combines print operations into a 14-newspaper business called Journal Media Group. It also will bring together broadcast media businesses into a separate company. Since then, national and local analysts have been discussing what the merger will mean to the financial health of the companies and also what it will mean for local control of Milwaukee's last daily print newspaper. Reporter Rich Kirchen covers both of those topics in the current issue of the Milwaukee Business Journal, and he joins us now with more. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Mitch.
First of all, what was it about these two companies and where they were that makes this merger such a good fit for both of them?
Well, they both had a problem, and that was they own newspapers. As far as the investment community is concerned, those are a real downer these days, and investors are not putting literally a lot of stock in the future of the newspaper business, or there are just too many questions. In the case of Journal Communications, their broadcast group had continued growing in recent years, partly through acquisition, while the flagship newspaper Journal Sentinel revenue continued to decrease, circulation continued to decrease. Scripps, E.W. Scripps, already had gotten rid of a bunch of newspapers, either closed them or sold them. Most notable in recent years, the Rocky Mountain News in Denver, they closed in 2009. They had 13 newspapers, Memphis being the largest market, but then a lot of sort of small to mid-sized markets. And on the other hand, both of these companies were sort of, you know, small to mid-sized broadcast TV owners. And they felt like, you know, they could combine and make a stronger broadcast TV company.
So the combined broadcast TV operation does a better job to support the combined print operation.
Well, the broadcast TV operation had much greater profits than the newspaper groups with both companies still were profitable. But, for example, Journal Communications, the broadcast side was 2 to 5 times, depending on the year, throwing off more profit than the newspaper side.
This is seen as a merger rather than a straight-ahead acquisition, right?
Well, that's what they called it from the outset. And I talked with the CEOs of both companies, Rich Baney from Scripps and Steve Smith from Journal. And they took exception to my point, which was, gee, it looks to me like Scripps is going to be in control. There are going to be two companies here. There's going to be a broadcast company. So the broadcast Journal Broadcast Group, which is now headquartered on East Capitol Drive, where WTMJ TV and radio are, the headquarters for that organization is going to be in Cincinnati, run by Scripps executives. 70% of the ownership will be Scripps shareholders, 30% Journal shareholders. Scripps board of directors will run that broadcast company. And then on the print side, they're creating a new company called Journal Media Group. Will be headquartered in Milwaukee, but the top executive will be from Scripps. They will have a new board of directors to be determined, 60% owned by Scripps, 40% by Journal. What both of the CEOs told me was no specific group of shareholders will have control. That's partly because the Scripps family still owns some stock, but they're not super voting shares. So it's not like there's a small group of shareholders who are going to control. So by their definition, it's a merger. But there's also no doubt that the Scripps shareholders will hold the majority.
What do analysts say this says about the future of the print part of the business?
Well, they're saying that it's still an open question. You know, newspapers and newspaper companies are still figuring out the digital era that we're living in, where in the past year, even mobile devices, you know, have been the last year or two starting to exceed online use. So all of the media, all the traditional media are trying to figure this out. But newspapers have been hurt the most, have lost the most advertising money. So the analysts say you know, good luck. They're glad that the newspaper piece is going to be sort of split off, and this is happening with a lot of companies. Tribune, Gannett, others are doing this, and you know, it's sort of sink or swim.
Is it sort of a reboot for the print operation? There's going to be a, 14 newspaper group that forms the print operation. Does this represent sort of a reboot for them in a way?
Well, it's probably more of a reboot for the Scripps newspapers because, you know, they're going to be sort of answering to Milwaukee, to the Journal Sentinel. It's a reboot in that they do start out with no debt. They moved the all of the Journal Communications debt and pension obligation is going to go over to Scripps. So they do start with a clean balance sheet. Actually, they're going to have $10 million in cash, which sounds like a lot to you and I. But in the corporate world, when you're looking to buy newspapers or websites, it's not much. But they
might be able to lend us $20.
See what, you know, try. See what happens. You know, maybe you can get a discount on your next subscription. But hey, it's a tough time. I mean, we're in the newspaper business too, but daily newspapers have been hurt the most of all, and not just in Milwaukee, but everywhere because of the changing consumer habits.
As you say, the broadcast side has been much more profitable in recent years. What does this say about the future of the broadcast side of the equation?
Well, in the short run, it's positive for the stations themselves. Now, both on the Scripps side and the Journal side, you know, WTMJ-TV, for example, will be in a stronger position in terms of negotiating with cable companies over fees. We had that whole situation last year with Time Warner Cable. They'll be in a stronger position in negotiating with the networks for money. So they might be able to group together all of the Scripps stations to get, you know, advertising or syndicated programming. You know, they'll be able to bid for Ellen, you know, where Journal alone wasn't able to do that. So but they still have the same long run problems as newspapers, which is fewer people are watching broadcast TV stations.
You also write that the new company will likely be looking to buy more radio stations in the Milwaukee market. Why is that likely?
Well, up until this time, Journal Communications was constrained, was prohibited by Federal Communications Commission rules from buying more stations due to something called media cross-ownership because they had a newspaper and broadcast properties, which were sort of grandfathered in. They were not even supposed to have that. But the FCC has said you can't do any more. So once Scripps separates from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they'll be free to go and expand beyond the 1 a.m. and the 1 FM that they have now.
Even though the you know these companies are very much relatives in a way.
Well, they're not going to be relatives anymore. They are going to be two distinct companies. The broadcast group is going to be part of Scripps, and the newspaper is going to be part of Journal Media Group.
And so then the speculation begins at what radio stations they might be looking at.
Right. And the most prominent independently owned stations in town are it's 93.3 FM, 102.1, if I remember, and 1290 AM. Those are owned by a partnership between Willie Davis, former Green Bay Packer, and the Linet family of New Jersey called Milwaukee Radio Alliance. I did talk with their general manager, Bill Hurwitz, who says, we're not selling anything. But, you know, that's what negotiations are all about. Yeah, there are other possible combinations in town. There are other companies that are below sort of that FCC limit. So another company like Entercom, which owns two FMs and an AM, could buy the Journal stations or vice versa.
At the end of the day, do you think this merger technically is as locally significant as, you know, say, the combining of other local names like Miller and Midwest Airlines?
Well, that's, you know, as far as local impact, you know, Miller seems like it's been run for decades. You know, first it was Philip Morris, and now it's, you know, SAB Miller and you know, this Coors, you know, partnership with Canadians. And so we've been through this before. The most recent, you know, I see this, it's a merger, but it's also a sale of the company, at least the majority ownership. So I think there's some comparison maybe with M&I when it was sold to BMO Harris. And there was a definite loss of the headquarters presence. they've remained involved in the community, but there's a lot of intangibles that you lose by not having, you know, all the headquarters people here. It's going to be just the newspaper group here. So Midwest Airlines, yeah, they totally went away. So that was a huge loss.
But we're likely to see, you know, the Journal Sentinel name on stuff around town.
I specifically asked Steve Smith about the Sports Travel and Boat Show. And he said, because that's one of their biggest events, Zoo a la Carte, whatever. He said he believes that they're going to continue to be involved in those kinds of things.
It'll be interesting to see if there's some rebranding that goes into it, though.
Well, I suppose, but really the local brand here is still Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online. So unless they come up with some new products, I don't think it'll be called the Memphis Commercial Appeal sports show.
Rich Kirchen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Rich Kirchen is a senior reporter with the Milwaukee Business Journal. His articles on the merger between Milwaukee's Journal Communications and EW Scripps of Cincinnati are in the current issue.